sitting in the same place I sat early this morning. The sun is no longer to my right, but now it's to my left, just about to sink behind a very, very tall tree. Birds continue to sing, some chirping in a staccato way, others questioning, where is Krishna? The doves and pigeons are cooing, making the background music to the beautiful symphony that's the heartbeat of Vrindavan Dham. And at this time of day, almost 6 o'clock in the afternoon, we could be thinking how Krishna, along with the cowherd boys, wonderfully dressed in fresh clothes that the cowherd boys had dressed him with, decorated with beautiful flowers from the forest of Vrindavan, different colors, pigments, and minerals from Govardhan Hill are illuminating and highlighting his beautiful transcendental form and that of Balaram and that of his associates, peacock feather fluttering in the wind, and everything from the top of his peacock feather to his bare lotus feet. Krishna is covered in the Chintamani dust of Vrindavan, that dust which has been further purified by the transcendental Saravi cows, who raise the dust in the air and make a beautiful cloud, which then settles upon the cowherd boys, who are still full of unlimited energy, dancing, singing Krishna and Balaram's names, frolicking, playing jokes amongst each other, cutting jokes about each other, throwing bale fruit like balls, and increasing the great ocean of transcendental bliss that is this pastime that is called Gocharna. Krishna returning again from the forests, forest pasture grounds of Vrindavan to Nandagram. But Krishna doesn't go directly back to Nandagram, but rather he will go through or past the village of Javat. Srimati Radharani has already returned there after their midday meeting and is cooking sweet preparations to be taken by her gopi associates the Mother Yashoda's instructions to Nandagram when Krishna enjoys his supper. But Krishna wants to see her, and he wants her to see him. And therefore he tends his cows in that direction, and everyone else wants to see Krishna, and Krishna also wants to see everyone else, because everyone, regardless of who they are, whether they be little children, little babies in their mother's arms, whether they be the household animals, brahmanas, elder men, elder ladies, the young gopis, the young boys, everyone loves Krishna. That is what Vrindavan is about. And when we have such love for Krishna, then we're always living in Vrindavan. And when you love someone, you want to see them. You just can't get enough of seeing them. Your senses cry out for them. Your eyes by seeing, nose by smelling, touch by touching. And in the same way, the Brijbasis, although they have not seen Krishna all day, still they live only for the opportunity to be able to have his direct association. So when that great cloud of dust seen from the horizon, then the Brijbasis know, oh, Krishna is returning. and to confirm that this cloud is not some ordinary cloud, that it's not perhaps one of Kamsa's demons coming to disturb the Brijbasis. They can hear the sound of the hooves of the cows. They can hear the beautiful lowing of the cows as they're also calling out for Krishna, competing with each other just to be close to him. And most important of all, they can hear the sound of the flute. And when they hear the sound of the flute, then it's not just a sound, but it's actually a song which touches their hearts. That flute sound, which Krishna sings as one melody, but actually it has a individual message for every living entity in Vrindavan. Actually, Krishna's flute song has a message for all living entities. In Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma understood the message that Krishna's flute playing meant for him. And in the same way, Krishna's flute playing has a message for us. Krishna's calling us, come back, come back. Now we have to hear Krishna's flute and decide that yes, we also want to come back and we don't want to stay here any further in this material world. And when the gopis hear this commotion of the lowing of cows, when they see the dust, they tell Srimati Radharani, quickly come, your beloved Shyamasundar, who you've been missing for the last few hours, is just about to pass by the house. Then Srimati Radharani, with her friends, Lalita, Vishakha, she runs up on top of this moon tower. It's a 6-7 story high tower as part of her house, and in that way, from the top of that moon tower, then she can see this vast, vast ocean of cows and cowherd boys. Actually, there's no counting the number of cows, and those cows, some of them are snow white, some of them are reddish. There's so many different colors. Some of them have faces like mridangas. Others have straight horns. Others have curved horns. They're decorated with different colors, which are generally the handprints of the gopas. And of course, their hooves and horns are gold-plated. They all wear beautiful garlands. Some of them, the group leaders, have silk blankets on top of them, and around their necks they have bells which are jangling. And just imagine the sound of these hundreds of thousands of beautiful bells, and all of the bells are chanting Hare Krishna, just like everyone chants Hare Krishna in Vrindavan. And by the arrangement of Yogamaya, within the midst of this cloud, within the sea of cows, Srimati Radharani sees, directed by the sound of the flute, Shyamasundar. And when she sees him, then he sees her. And at this time, different things may happen. Sometimes, with their eyes locked in a glance, Krishna faints in ecstasy. Sometimes Srimati Radharani faints in ecstasy. Sometimes both of them faint in ecstasy. Sometimes he pretends not to see her. Sometimes she turns away. There's no telling what the exchanges of love induce the prince and princess of Vrindavan. In any case, Rupa Goswami says, Ahiriva gati premna sabhava kutila bhavet, that these loving exchanges, they're just like the movements of a snake. They're winding and crooked, and it's very difficult to determine whether there's any particular cause to them or they simply happen by some transcendental accident. In any case, when Krishna and Srimati Radharani have seen each other, when the inhabitants of Javat have seen Krishna, and even Jatila and Kotila, who are Krishna's greatest critics, they can't help but come upon the top of their roofs and, under the plea of criticizing Krishna for his loose behavior. They also fill their eyes with his beauty and his loveliness, his sweet smile, which melts everyone's heart, and they fill their ears with the sound of his flute. If this is how those who are transcendentally inimical to Krishna react to him, then you can just imagine the reaction of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, who have been standing on top of their palace for such a long time. For them it appears like yugaitam nimishena, it appears like ages, just to hear the sound of the flute, just to see that cloud raised by the hooves of the cows. And when they finally do see it, then their eyes become so full of tears of love for Krishna that they again don't see it. And they panic, thinking, maybe it was just an illusion, maybe I didn't see. But thankfully, their assistants are there to tell them, and therefore Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they turn to each other, and Nanda Maharaj says to his beloved wife that your son is returning to give joy to your eyes and your senses, and very soon you will be able to hold him in his lap and embrace him to your full satisfaction. And when Mother Yashoda just hears that, she becomes so overwhelmed with ecstasy that the tears just pour forth from her eyes, her body shivers. And if not for the assistance of her gopi friends, like Rohini and others, then she would immediately faint on the spot. But they tell her, no, Yashoda Ma, you must immediately make arrangements to receive your son. Get the artik tray to remove any auspiciousness that may have clung to him as a result of being out there in the forest with wild beasts, and where Kamsa's demoniac friends come. Make sure that the feast is being properly prepared. What about his bath? Has that been properly set out? And his new clothes, the new clothes which you had the tailor specially designed for this very occasion, and the special ornaments that you want him to wear tonight. You must immediately make these arrangements. And as soon as Mother Yashoda hears about the many services that she has to do for Krishna, immediately she, as the transcendental and ultimate temple commander of Nandagram, starts giving many instructions to her friends, associates, servants, and they're bustling and running back and forth because Krishna's coming back to Vrindavan. And if this is how Mother Yashoda is when Krishna is still some far distance away, then we can just imagine when she actually sees the cowherd boys approaching. And once amongst those cowherd boys, she sees her son, Krishna, her sons, Krishna and Balaram. She becomes so ecstatic, so overwhelmed, that although she reaches out her arms, she can't move. She becomes stunned in ecstasy, just standing there like a statue. And it requires Krishna to come running into her arms and touch her, so that she can then melt with motherly affection and resume again her non-statuesque form. This is the wonderful return of Krishna to Vrindavan that happens at this time of day. Learned Vaishnavas who try to think about the Lord meditate upon this pastime. In fact, Krishna's pastimes, as they happen throughout the 24 hours of the day, are the subject of absorption for both practicing devotees as well as perfected devotees. So in that way, we should also take the opportunity, whenever we have an extra moment, to think, what is Krishna doing now? We're always thinking about what our family is doing. We're thinking about what we are doing or what we want to be doing. In the news, about what type of materialistic people are doing what things all over the world. But rather than spending our very valuable time with this, why don't we always make a point that at least a few times a day we always ask ourselves, now what is Krishna doing? And then try to remember what Krishna does in this day as written in Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Venu Gita describes Krishna's daily activities, and spend a few minutes remembering them. It will only bring us ecstasy. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam karma sapaham shravanamangalam srimadadatam bhuvigridante jiburidajanaha.